Betsy Riley, the executive editor of Atlanta Magazine. Welcome back. Happy summer.
Thanks, Lois.
The Capital City Opera is to be admired for its commitment to local opera.
Yes, they're the only Southeastern opera company that focuses on local singers, and they are really devoted to taking classically trained singers and developing their postgraduate career and sort of helping them get launched. And they do two fully staged performances a year, plus lots of other series. They visit schools a lot. And this weekend, they have On the Light Side. And so that's Saturday night at the Church of the Atonement in Sandy Springs. And they feature lighter music, like music from the South Pacific, Sound of Music, Cabaret, Fiddler on the Roof, The Mikado, and they do sort of an indoor picnic format. So the doors open at 6:30, and the concert is at 8 o'clock. So you can bring your picnic, including adult libations. They'll have a silent auction. And one of the things they are auctioning off is a week's stay in a Tuscan villa. So that should give you incentive to go as well. Tickets are $35 a person, and tables of 10 are available.
Used to be you could participate in the Chattahoochee River Raft Race. No more.
Yes. You know, it's sort of there are infamous stories of the Ramblin' Raft Race of the 1970s when people, it was a big party scene. They called it the Wet Woodstock, you know, and people floated down the river. I mean, there are pictures of people on a VW Beetle, a piano. This is a much calmer raft race. It's actually not even a race. It's a float. But it's the weekend for the 6th annual Chattahoochee River Summer Splash. You know, they are staging something calm where you might see a blue heron or a river otter instead of a VW Beetle. But
much better for the ecosystem,
much better
think.
For the environment. It goes from Morgan Falls Dam Park to Cochin Shoals, and you can either rent a raft or canoe or a kayak from one of the outfitters, or you can bring your own. The park service will have a free shuttle bus, so you can drop off your stuff, and they will take you down to where the raft starts, and you won't have to figure out the logistics yourself. But they are asking people to make advance reservations. The shuttle bus is free, but they want a head count. The trip takes about 3 hours, and at the end, they'll have some live music and picnic tables set up.
Wimbledon is over, but that doesn't mean tennis isn't alive and well in Atlanta.
Of course, you know, tennis never dies in Atlanta. Atlanta is actually the largest tennis participating community in the country and maybe even in the whole world. ALTA has 80,000 members. So Atlanta loves its tennis, and it's time for the BB&T Atlanta Open. That started last weekend, and it runs through this Sunday. On the weekend sessions, tickets cost from $39 to $182, depending on which session you're attending. And this tournament started here 3 years ago at Atlanta Athletic Club, and they wanted to move it to a more central location. And so last year, it moved to Atlantic Station, and they sold 40% more tickets, and they had 35,000 attendees. And so it's been a highly successful move. They beefed it up this year, even better grandstands. They added video screens in the food court so you don't miss the action if you want to go get something to eat. Should be an exciting weekend. And it's really one of the events that leads up to the U.S. Open. Great time to get out and see some of the new things going on at Atlantic Station, too. Un tumulto generale che fa l'aria rimbombar.